Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 16. Verse 16, we have the word of the Lord as spoken to Ezekiel and to be delivered to those who have been taken away captive. Verse 16, therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. I will be to them as a little sanctuary. The text that we have just read, this verse 16, begins with the word therefore. That word then means that the Lord speaks these words based upon something which has gone before. Something which has gone before, the Lord now says, therefore, because of what has happened, because of what has been said, therefore, I will be unto you as a little sanctuary. And when we read the context, when we read this chapter, we discover that those who had been carried into captivity had been insulted by those who tarried at Jerusalem. They spoke in a very cruel manner to those with whom they should have sympathized. Such an attitude, of course, is nothing new. As Solomon said, there is nothing new under the sun. For how often do those who have prospered look with scorn upon those who are less fortunate than themselves? But the Lord hears the unkind words of those who have prospered. He hears those unkind words spoken in bitterness to those who were taken away captive. What did the people of Jerusalem say about and to those who had been taken away captive? You look there in verses 14 and 15. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, thy brethren, even thy brethren, the men of thy kindred, your own people, and all the house of Israel, holy, are they unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, get you far from the Lord. Unto us is this land given in possession. And so really what we have here is brother speaking against brother. Here we have the people of Jerusalem speaking against the men of Israel. Brother against brother. And here we have these unkind words spoken. This unbrotherly language then moved the Lord to send the prophet Ezekiel with good, profitable, comforting words to the children in their captivity. The Lord said to those in their captivity, even the verse 16 is telling us, even though I have scattered you, they've been taken into captivity because of their sin. Israel was 70 years in captivity. But we notice here that in wrath the Lord remembered mercy. Because to those whom he had scattered because of their sin, and they've been taken away into captivity, and because the people of Jerusalem spoke against them, the Lord then in mercy said, yet I will be as a little sanctuary. He brought a comforting word. Many a time the cruel word of men will bring forth a sweet and comforting word from the Lord. How often have we discovered that? And how timely these tender words were for the children of Israel, those taken away into captivity. Even as Solomon has said, pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 16, verse 23. Pleasant words. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. All that the children of Israel or the Israelites were hearing from the people of Jerusalem were cruel words and unkind words. But now they were going to be given a word from the Lord, a comforting word, a sweet word, a word that would help them in their affliction, a word from the Lord that would be as sweet as the honeycomb. And how often has the word of the Lord been as sweet as the honeycomb to our souls? That's what the word would be to Israel in their captivity. Now we see how the word therefore comes into play. We see why the verse 16 begins with the word therefore. Because of what Israel, or because of what the men of Jerusalem had said against their brethren in Israel, who were in captivity, who had enough troubles to cope with. Therefore, the Lord says, I will be as a little sanctuary to you. You've had these cruel words to cope with. You have your troubles, you have the affliction, you have the captivity. You're far from home. You're nowhere near Jerusalem, your home. But listen, I will be to you as a little sanctuary. You're far away from the sanctuary in Jerusalem. But even though you're miles away from home, I will be a little sanctuary to you. And what comforting words they must have been. I'll be your sanctuary. I'll be with you. Even though I have scattered you, nevertheless, I will be as a little sanctuary unto you. And you know, Christian, that should come to us as a word of comfort. That the Lord has promised to be as a little sanctuary to us. No matter where we are, we cannot always be in the Lord's house. We look to the little sanctuary here. This is the Lord's house. We cannot always be in the Lord's house. But we'll have the Lord with us no matter where we go. And Christ is our sanctuary. The Lord is our sanctuary. And we are in Him. Just as we are in this sanctuary today, so are we in Christ. And He is our little sanctuary. And I want to look at these words then that Ezekiel was to give to those in captivity. In fact, if you look at the end of the chapter that we read this morning, afterwards, verse 24, the Spirit took me up and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea to them of the captivity. So now Ezekiel's delivering the message the Lord has given to him. And he's taken away in the spirit into Chaldea to them of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. Then I spake unto them of the captivity all the things that the Lord had showed me. That's what the servant of God is to do. He is to speak all those things that the Lord has given to him. The Lord has given me this word for this morning. And he's commanded me to give the word that he gave me, to deliver the word this morning. And I trust that it will be a word in season. It must be a word in season since the Lord has given it to us. The Lord is our little sanctuary. First of all, I want you to consider the little sanctuary as the Lord's place. The Lord said that he would build his people as a little sanctuary. But before we look at what the Lord promised to be to his people, we need to consider what is meant by the place called a little sanctuary. What is a sanctuary? Well, we first of all consider the making of the sanctuary. The word sanctuary, as we have it in the scriptures, refers almost exclusively to the tabernacle or to the temple of God in Jerusalem. We know, of course, when Solomon built the temple, it took the place of the tabernacle. But throughout Scripture, the tabernacle is referred to as the sanctuary, as is also the temple in Jerusalem. Both these constructions, the tabernacle and the temple, were symbols of the Lord's presence among his people. Exodus 25, verse 8. The Lord said, "And let them make me a sanctuary." What he's referring to there is the tabernacle. "Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." So the sanctuary or the tabernacle is a symbol of the Lord's presence. You think of the tabernacle in the wilderness and the children of Israel in their tents by tribe, all facing the tabernacle. So that when they look towards the tabernacle, they would see the cloudy pillar and the pillar of fire. And they would know, well, the Lord is with us. They would know that the Lord's presence was there, that he was in the midst of them. Now you take the children of Israel who have been carried away into captivity. They, of course, cannot bring the tabernacle with them, neither can they bring Solomon's temple with them. They can't bring the physical sanctuary with them. The Lord says to them, "I will be your sanctuary." In other words, he was saying, "I will be your tabernacle. I will be your temple." And all that the tabernacle or the temple in Jerusalem means to you, that's what I will be. I will be as a little sanctuary unto you. The same truth is found in the words of another prophet. Isaiah 8, verses 13 and 14. The Lord said, or we read there, "Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your breath, and he shall be for a sanctuary." So the Lord would be their sanctuary. That's what the prophet has said. And he shall be for a sanctuary. And so you see, dear Christian, dear believer, the Lord is our sanctuary. He is our high tower. We can run into him. We can run into that high tower. The Lord, you recall, likened himself unto the hen when he looked over Jerusalem and cried, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that stonest the prophets and them that are sent unto you, how oft would I have gathered you as a hen doth gather her chicks under her wing, and ye would not. In other words, the Lord was saying to the people of Jerusalem, I would be your hiding place. Just as a little chick can hide under the wings of the mother hen, you can hide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will be your hiding place. I will be your sanctuary. Even though you're there in Babylon, even though you're held captive by the Chaldeans, nevertheless, I'll be your sanctuary. You cannot enter the sanctuary in Jerusalem, but I'll be your sanctuary in captivity. And so it is with us, dear Christian. Whenever the children of Israel looked towards the tabernacle in the wilderness, they knew the Lord was with them. And Jesus Christ says to us, I'll be your little sanctuary. What's he saying? He's saying, I'll be with you. My presence will be with you. And notice again what he said at the end of verse 16. Yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. In other words, it didn't matter where they would go or where they would be taken. The Lord says, I will be a little sanctuary. I will be with them. You can be assured of my presence. What a comfort that is. What a comfort that is in our times of sickness, in our times of sorrow, in our times of disappointment, in our times when we're feeling low. We've only to look by faith to our tabernacle. We've only to look by faith to our sanctuary, even Jesus Christ, because he says, I'll be with you. My presence will be with you. I want you to notice also the meaning of the sanctuary. The word sanctuary, as you may have guessed, means to set apart, or it means the holy place. We think of sanctification. Sanctification has a double meaning. Sanctification means to be set apart. Sanctification means to be made holy. You'll not be made holy unless you're set apart. And here the sanctuary, the little sanctuary that the Lord spoke about, means to be set apart, and it means the holy place. This was how the sanctuary was often described and indeed referred to. Leviticus 16. Leviticus 16 and verse 23. And there we read, and Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation and shall put off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there, and he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place. and put on his garments and come forth and offer his burnt offerings and the burnt offerings of the people and make an atonement for himself and for the people. And so the tabernacle there, the sanctuary is referred to as the holy place. The Lord says, I will be unto you as a little sanctuary. No doubt, many of those have been carried away into captivity, long to be back in Jerusalem, long to be back where they could go and worship in the temple. The temple that to them was a holy place, a little sanctuary. Indeed, Hebrews 9, verse 3, describes it as the holy place or the holiest of all. Now, you think of the contrast. You think of the difference. Where were the children of Israel taken captive? They were in the land of Chaldea, amongst the ungodly. And no doubt they longed for 70 years. They longed to be back in Jerusalem where they could enter into the holy place. There was no such holy place in the place of captivity. There was no place that was set apart. And how that must have grieved the children of Israel. But the Lord said, I'll be your holy place. I'll be your little sanctuary. Now, I took great comfort from that when I was studying this verse. As I thought of this world, this Babylonish world, the wickedness, the filth, the corruption that's in this world today. You think of our daily business out in the world. Calls us to hear many things which are defiling. You can't go about with earmuffs on all the time. But no matter where you go, you hear those things that are defiling. You see things that are defiling. We mix with people. We mix with the people of the world who defile us by their behavior and the things that they say. And have you ever thought, have you ever wished that there was an island you could go to somewhere? Somewhere they could get away from the filth and the corruption and the sin of this world. You long for a land of Beulah here upon earth. We could hide from the sin and the corruption of the world. And it's getting worse and worse and worse by the day. And here we are in the middle of it all. Thank God, we have Christ, who's our little sanctuary. Christ, who is our holiest of all. Christ, who is the holy of holies. And my, whenever we see what's going on around us and we hear the things that we hear and they would defile us, praise his name, we can run to him and we can hide in him and we can shelter in him our little sanctuary. We can get away from the corruption of the world. Christ is our little sanctuary. Christ is our Holy of Holies. Think of the words of the hymn we often sing, I am dwelling on the mountain, where the golden sunlight gleams, or a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams. Listen. Where the air is pure and ethereal, laden with the breath of flowers, they are blooming by the fountain neath the never-fading bowers. Don't you wish for a place like that? Well, listen, where the air is pure and ethereal. The air is not pure in this world. The air of this world is polluted. And we're not talking about global warming either. We're talking about the pollution that's in this world that comes out from the heart of depraved nature. And we just long for a place where we can hide and get away. Remember when I lived at home with my parents? As you know, my father trained dogs for a living. And as the eldest son in the family, he would take me with him up into the Dromara Mountains. I hated it. But anyway, I had to go. And the heather was about 18 inches high, and my wee short legs could hardly climb over the heather. But one thing that has stayed with me from that time, you went away up into the mountains. And the only thing you could hear were the skylarks singing. And the air was pure. No industrial smog. And it was peaceful. No roar of traffic. And there you were on the mountain. That still stays with me today. And my, how we long to be in a place similar to that, where the air is pure and ethereal, away from the smog of filthy language and corrupt behavior. The Lord says, I will be as a little sanctuary unto you. You're there in Babylon. You're amongst the ungodly, but I will be a little sanctuary to you. Whenever you hear the language of the ungodly, run into me. Come to me. Let us do the same. For the Lord said in Hebrews 7, verse 26, or Paul said of the Lord, He's holy, harmless, undefiled. Holy, harmless, undefiled. Separate from sinners. Yet I will be to them as a little sanctuary. We notice also the ministry of the sanctuary. The sanctuary was a place where the priest ministered unto the Lord on behalf of the people. He represented the people when he went into the holy place, and when the great high priest or the high priest went into the holiest of all, he represented the people. We read in Exodus 28, verse 1. And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office." Everything about Aaron's ministry as the priest had to do with holiness. He ministered in the holy place. The high priest, once every year, would go into the holiest of all. Aaron himself was set apart for holy service. His garments were sanctified again, set apart for holy use. Everything to do with the sanctuary referred to holiness. And that's where the priest would minister. Now here you have Israel, and they're far away from that. They don't have the priest to minister to the Lord on their behalf. They don't have the priest to intercede for them to the Lord on their behalf. They're in captivity. But the Lord says to them, "I will be unto them as a little sanctuary." In other words, the Lord says, "I will minister to you in Babylon. I'll be your priest. I'll be your high priest. I will minister unto you." And thank God we have in Christ a great high priest. A great high priest who ministers unto us. Now you take and think about it. You have Israel and they're away from home. You have Israel and they're amongst the ungodly. You have Israel and they're suffering under the chastening hand of God. And they're lonely. And they're smiting from the rod of chastisement. What did they need most of all? They needed somebody to minister to them. Whenever you get a phone call, and it's a member of the congregation, and they say, "So and so has passed away," you know immediately, the minister knows immediately, "I need to go to that family. I can't leave it until tomorrow." Whatever time of the day or night it may be. Should it be the early hours of the morning, I need to go to that family. Why? Because that family needs to be ministered to. They need to be ministered to. They need to be given a word from the Lord. They need to be prayed with. That's what Israel needed. But they didn't have a priest to minister in the sanctuary for them. There was no sanctuary there. But then the Lord came along with these words and he said, "I will be to them as a little sanctuary. I'll minister to them. I will minister." In Hebrews chapter 8, Hebrews 8 and verse 1. "Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister." There's one of the Lord's titles. A minister. Christ is a minister. "A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man." And just as the children of Israel missed out on the ministry of the priest when they were at home in Jerusalem, the Lord says, "I'll be on to you as a little sanctuary and I'll minister to you. I'll be your minister." He is, of course, our high priest. He is, of course, our great high priest. And what does the high priest do? Why, he ministers. And where does he minister? He ministers in the sanctuary. And dear Christian, we couldn't have a better minister than the Lord Jesus. We've already noted in recent weeks that he has the tongue of the learned, that he knows how to speak a word in season to those that are weary. He is a minister. He's the best minister any person could have, because it is said of him, never man spake like this man. Couldn't ask for a better minister than that. And the Lord was saying to his people, I'll be as a little sanctuary unto you. And whatever that little sanctuary means to you, that's what I will be and more. Because I will not only be as a little sanctuary to you, I'm your great high priest, and I will be your minister. My, what a blessed and privileged people we are to have Christ as our minister. Our text reads, therefore say, thus saith the Lord God. Ezekiel, go and tell the people, this is thus saith the Lord. And in our trials, that's what we need to hear. We need to hear, thus saith the Lord. And we told you, it's over a year or more ago, whenever a certain minister would go and visit this people and maybe they were feeling down or things weren't going too well, he would always say, well, keep your chin up. That was how he ministered to them. Oh, keep your chin up. What use is that? He couldn't open the scriptures and read to them and pray with them. No. He ended up getting that nickname. Keep your chin up. No, we need minister to you. The children of Israel needed ministered to as they sat by the rivers of Babylon. There we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. They remembered home. They remembered the tabernacle. They remembered the temple. They remembered the sanctuary. They remembered the ministry of the priests. But the Lord said, it's all right. I'll be as a little sanctuary to you. And I'll be your priest. And I'll be your minister. You're the little sanctuary in the Lord's place. You're the little sanctuary in the Lord's person. When we look closer at the little sanctuary, we see more of Christ. We see more of Christ. And I see something here that speaks first of all of the testimony of Christ. Christ has as his testimony being meek and lowly of heart. Meek and lowly of heart. Also, Paul said concerning Christ, being equal with God, made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. There's the lowliness of Christ. He sits there on the throne of God in heaven. And yet, he descends the long ladder of humiliation and condescension, and he comes into the world to be God manifest in flesh. He came down, as it were, to our level. And when you look But the Lord said to Ezekiel, we are reminded of the Lord's condescension and humility. Because what did he say? He says, tell the people, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary. You think of the magnificent building that Solomon erected, the temple. You think of that glorious erection there in the wilderness, the tabernacle. Didn't look like much on the outside, but all the glory and the beauty that was in the inside. That's the way it is with the sinner. That's why Isaiah said, there is no beauty that we should desire him. The sinner doesn't see any beauty in Christ. It's only when the sinner is brought into Christ. That's when they see the beauty. It's only when the priest entered the tabernacle, that's when he saw the beauty. Here you have the Lord really referring to his condescension and his humility. He said, I will be unto them as a little sanctuary. What are we but little men and women in the overall scale of things? I saw a series of photographs taken from the air of men on the earth. Men working out in the field, in the harvest field. People walking along the street and they're just all little dots. So small. Little. Insignificant. That's what we are. That's what we all are. And yet here we find the Lord says, I will be to them as a little sanctuary. I will come right down to your level. That little man, that little woman, I will be to you a little sanctuary. I'll come right down to your level. Remember what John said in John 1 verse 14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Mark that word, dwelt. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The word dwelt means tabernacled. The Word was made flesh and tabernacled amongst us. Christ is our tabernacle. Christ is our sanctuary. And we can run into him and there find rest and peace and separation from the corruption of the world. He came unto us, or has come unto us, as a little sanctuary. We were speaking this morning about the manna from heaven, how it fell on the ground, and it was described as a small, round thing. Small and round. And in John chapter 6, the Lord Jesus says, I am the manna. Once more emphasizing his humility. Liking himself onto something that was so small and round. And here he says, I will be to them as a little sanctuary. You notice also, not only the testimony of Christ, but we have a type of Christ. What we have seen thus far is that the tabernacle and the temple are referred to as the sanctuary. It spoke of the Lord's presence in the midst of his people. And the tabernacle and the temple are actually types of Christ. They are types of Christ. Again, we have mentioned there, John 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, tabernacled among us, and we beheld His glory. Often, the people beheld the glory of the Lord in the tabernacle in the wilderness. Christ came and tabernacled amongst us, and we beheld His glory. And the temple? Temple's a type of Christ too. Because you recall in John 2, verses 18 to 20, the Lord said, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days." The people thought He was talking about Solomon's temple, but He was talking about His own body. Yet He referred to His own body as a temple. So the tabernacle and the temple are both types of Christ. The tabernacle and the temple are both referred to as the sanctuary. And the Lord said, "I will be unto them as a little sanctuary. I will be with them in person." Christ is with us in person. Doesn't send an angel to comfort us and to be with us. He comes Himself. You have the title of Christ, and with this I'll close. Turn to Exodus 15. Exodus chapter 15 and the song of Moses, children of Israel being delivered. And in Exodus 15 and verse 17, there we read, "And thou shalt bring them in, and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established." Notice the word sanctuary is capitalized. It has a capital S. Here, the Lord is called a sanctuary. This is a name for the Lord. The Lord is our sanctuary. Think of it, believer. As well as being our Savior, our surety, our sanctifier, our security, He is our sanctuary as well. Christ is our sanctuary. He is our holy place. He is our holy of holies. In Him we dwell, in Him we abide, and through Him we draw nigh to the God of heaven. He's our sanctuary. Wherever we go, wherever we stay, wherever we are, the Lord is our sanctuary. And being our sanctuary, He's also our high priest. And as the priest ministered in the sanctuary, so Christ ministers to us. You're lying on the sick bed, Christ will minister to you. When you walk behind the coffin, Christ will be your minister. He'll minister to you along the way. And when the house is silent and the seat in the corner is empty, Christ will be your minister. He'll be your sanctuary. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. Let's bow in prayer. O Lord our God and loving Father, we thank Thee for Christ our sanctuary. We thank Thee, O Lord, for the earthly sanctuary, the holy place, the holy of holies. We thank Thee, O Lord, that Christ has gone before. And there is in heaven a tabernacle, a temple, not made with hands. And we do rejoice that we'll see Christ there. We'll see Him who is our great High Priest. O Lord, in the meantime, we pray that we'll be like those the Israelites in the wilderness, with every tent facing the tabernacle. Lord, keep our eyes ever turned toward Christ. May we ever be facing Him. And Lord, with this polluted, sinful, wicked, vile world, Lord, keep us near the sanctuary, that we might hide in Him who is holy, harmless, and undefiled, and separate from sinners. Lord, write Thy word upon our hearts. May we take encouragement from it. Be with us now, O Lord, as we part the one from the other. Be with us as we travel. Return us in Thy will to Thy house tonight. We might learn more of Thy word. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now and forevermore. Amen.